I'm sipping.
This is Sipping with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, and only the one and only Sipping with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking life together.
Yup! And we in this motherfucker, man. Shout out to everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy hour. I hope you done twisted something, pulled something up, share, like, comment, and subscribe by now. But we're going to get right into this. Today is a legendary one for the Sipping with Sammy podcast. I already told our guests. I said, I know I might look like I wasn't there, but I was there. And we still here.
Yeah, no doubt.
So this is awesome for me, man. But I want y'all to tap into what we about to talk about with my guy, Roscoe P. Coldchain, man.
Yo.
How you feeling today, man?
I'm chilling, man. What's up, my nigga?
I'm good. Glad to have you, man. Appreciate you sliding through, man. Shout out to Rick Lowe, by the way.
Ricky.
Salute to Rick.
Yeah, duh.
If you in the mix, then you know Rick.
Yeah, everybody bottom in the city know Rick Lowe.
That part, everybody, man. That's a blessing, too. Rick.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, how's things been with you, brother?
I'm blessed, man.
That part.
You know what I mean? I'm just happy to be here, man. Yeah. To still be recognized.
Yeah, well, you did some monumental things that it's like sometimes artists that get to a certain level and then have situations we like, but damn, if only. But right. When you look back, niggas had Pharrell in North Philly with the Phantoms.
Niggas
done really toured and really had access like you did more than most. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? And still young enough, still got the look, still could do, got more to do. You still got more coming. So it's nothing to even be comparing to. It's about what's next. But I definitely want to salute all that you have done because, I mean, shit, we can only dream.
Right.
Philly is a city full of MCs.
Yep.
None of us got asked to come to Virginia and get kidnapped.
No doubt.
Just you and Ed.
Yeah, no question.
Salute to 6ix9ine.
Yeah, 6ix9ine. No doubt.
All reality though, one thing that stood out about you from just me catching mixtape verses early on or freestyles and whatever have you was your delivery.
Okay.
You were wordy. You actually ran over a lot of times, but somehow you always brought it back. You had this, like, boomerang, which a lot of Philly artists do, but you do it differently.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You Absolutely. Had this thing, and I've noticed nowadays your cadence even shifted a little bit.
Right, has.
But one thing that stood out was that you was intelligent.
Right.
Like, that came across.
That.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, your delivery was like, at point blank, Coldchain left that boy. Like, that's crazy, but you wasn't missing no words. You wasn't wasting no words, as they say. So where does that energy come from to be like, I'm pinning it like this and I don't care what y'all on?
It was two things. It was I didn't know what I was doing. Right, but I knew what I was doing.
But you was still
in a sense, right?
Yeah.
So when I was writing, it was always from a therapeutic standpoint.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then as time progressed, mm-hmm. you know, you had all these different rappers. So it was like, all right, let me try to do metaphors and similes, shit like that.
So you was learning that in real time. We was watching you.
Yeah. And right. So at that time, I was just being a student and I was just trying to figure out new ways on how to do things. And back then you had to be different.
Absolutely.
So, under those circumstances, it was like, well, how different can I be? And I didn't want to sound like, you know, Gil. I didn't want to sound like the Figures. I didn't want to sound like, you know, the Prop. I just wanted to sound like me. And, you know, that's really what happened.
Did you know how to count bars?
No. That was the catch. I went.
Niggas was like, stop.
Yep.
Oh, we going to cut it dead.
We going to cut it dead. Or I try to feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's kind of, I was what Pharrell and them would call a run-on rapper. I was a run-on writer.
I was a
run-on rapper.
Word. But see, and like I say, you stood out. Like what you said about being different, it worked. it seemed intentional. It seemed like you...
Yeah, it really wasn't.
You know what I'm saying? Especially because you from the crib, so it's like everybody grew up spitting. Yeah, you had to have been around folks spitting, so it felt like this was the style that you had already crafted, like, with precision type of shit. Right. And we was catching up.
Right, right, right.
Nah, that's how, man, that's how I seen it.
No, I was really trying to figure out how to rap, and I saw an opportunity and took it.
How does the, where does the intelligence come from? You went to Masterman Central or some shit?
Nah, man, my mom, man. You know, I was raised. Shout out to Miles. Mom Dukes, man. Oh, my mom, you know what I mean? My stepfather. I come from a really grounded family in the sense of they always stress the importance of education. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was in like mentally gifted and all sound that like type it. Shit. And then, you know, I was so bad. And I don't think it was bad. I think it was just more like
misplaced energy.
Yeah, it was misplaced energy. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it went from that to, you know, all of these different institutions and stuff like that.
So that started early for you?
It started very early. Mm-hmm. I was pretty advanced. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so in that,
you was off the porch early.
I was off the porch early. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, for mom. That's no, who started.
But shout out to that, because mm-hmm. One thing for sure, we all choose our paths, but
right.
that knowledge is forever.
Right.
You know what I mean? You could always grow from that foundation. So.
Right, 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 right.
But that's ill. Now, you said you saw the opportunity and just ran with it. So you wasn't spitting, the niggas was spitting, and you was like, fuck it, I'm spitting too?
Well, at that time, what do you mean rapping. In terms? Yeah, no. I've always, like, penned. Mm-hmm. I've been penning since I was, like, 12.
On a low.
Mm. My mom, you know, she knew they didn't want, at that time, you couldn't. I come from a religious home. Mm. You know, everybody was Muslim. My mom was Muslim, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would sneak off and listen to things. And, mm-hmm. you know, I had older cousins. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I couldn't listen to it. So I decided to start writing. And in me writing, I was always on punishment. So this is how I started.
You and me both.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So me always on punishment, I started mastering my craft like that, or at least trying to figure out how to. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, your imagination takes hold and you just write. And that's kind of what happened.
When I was like 12, I asked my mom, how would she feel if I grew up to be a rapper? Mm-hmm. And she wasn't really feeling that shit.
Nah.
And that kind of derailed me a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, this is just going to be a hobby.
But you got to think.
You got to do something to make her proud.
Yeah. Back this then, is a side, we side couldn't thing. Rap, bro. Like, no. Rap was, back then, rap was like a taboo. Yeah. It was new.
Yeah, and it was noise to them.
It was noise to them.
It was noise.
You know what I mean? So they didn't understand what we was doing. And they just heard curses. For that, but nah, right.
But I've been at that point.
Right. Young man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And shout out to Goo. He's saying that they see rebellion when stuff like that pop up, mm-hmm. and that's a fact, man. Mm-hmm. And that's a fact. So where does the I'm coming out side? Like, motherfuckers gotta know I'm ill. Like
that happened. Shout out to my cousin El De Niro.
Shout out to
my man Dirty Reek. Mm-hmm. RIP. That happened with them. So I had a cousin that was with Major Figures. Mm-hmm. And prior to, I have another cousin named Nah, who was extremely solid, you know, with Rick Lowe. Because Rick Lowe and Nah, they were best friends.
Okay.
And Rick Lowe was always like in the house. You know, he was family. Mm-hmm. And Wallo mm-hmm. was my cousin Nah and Rick's homie. So, you know, they low lives. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. they all had this thing forming when I was in, prior to me, you know, after me meeting, you know, Wally and all that. But mm-hmm. I was in juvie, and they were saying, they was talking about this group and how Wally was starting this group. And they were like, yo, you know, my cousin was like, yo, when you come home, man, you know, you can be down with it, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. And unfortunately, you know, guys got incarcerated. Rick got incarcerated. Wallow got incarcerated. Well, I guess fortunately. And you know, Gil, he ran the ship. So I didn't know him like that. We went to school together at that time, but you know, I was a little guy, so he probably wasn't paying attention as much.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they started it and I came home, my cousin LD was already, you know, rapping with the crew. So now I'm going around them with him.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm studying. I'm being a student, right? And I'm seeing how these guys rap. I'm seeing, you know, the body language and mm-hmm. presentation. And, you know, I'm just thinking at that time that it was just, you just rap.
Yeah.
And so being in the studio with those guys, I learned a lot.
Right.
And
but nobody taught you how to count bars.
Nobody taught me how to count bars. I still didn't know how to count bars. But I knew the feeling of when to stop. Right. Yeah. Obviously you hit
it.
It
becomes a feeling.
Yeah. You know, you hit a beat, you know, okay, I'm supposed to stop here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Hook about to come in.
Right. But you don't know the extent of how poignant you're supposed to make that last bar.
Mm-hmm.
So
finish strong.
I'm not finishing strong, I'm just finishing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is where we at?
This is where we at. All right, cut. And the bar might just be a weak bar, but
might just say nigga.
Oh well, right. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's how that went. Mm. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. So you get around them, they in motion.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you go from student to throwing elbows to get in the cipher or saying I got something to
I
this?
I never got in the cipher. My joint. Shout out to Big Star.
Definitely shout out to Big Star.
That's who. When Big Star started doing the mixtapes, or you know, all of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
And when he started doing the they were DVDs back then,
right?
But they was videotapes. He was doing them on tapes.
I was about to say they was VHSs.
They was VHSs, and yeah. So
I had a couple
when
of
Star initially heard about me, rapping was through El De Niro and everybody.
Okay,
and he had placed me on one of his DVDs.
Mm.
And at this time, you had, you know, the original Sandman, who's Santana. You had, you know, Free,
mm-hmm.
Petey, Indy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was his guys. And these guys were like, you know, they was...
Santana the boss.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I remember them.
That
era.
Exactly. So, you know, those guys were like the elite.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you had the figures. You still had, you know, ICH.
He had the headband on, spitting all over the camera.
Right. Right. So, you had the ICHs. You had all mm-hmm, those mm-hmm. guys. So, for me, it was like, all right, I'm in front of the camera. Let me see what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me that kind of like, to be honest, he gave me that push to be like, yo, no, man.
Turn up aside on
of, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Aside of, you know, certain dudes that I used to hang out with because I didn't have that confidence yet.
Mm-hmm.
So getting in front of that camera was like the training also.
Dope. And that's what I was thinking when you said it. I'm like, so I wonder if that's when the energy came across. Because, like, you have a persona. You have a energy that just comes across. Like, you
right.
you look like you mean what the fuck you saying. You know what I'm saying?
And I do.
I didn't know if that was always a thing yeah. or if Star said, look, we going to do this one more time. I need right. you to give me that gear.
Nah.
Because on them tapes, once you was on them motherfuckers, right. you was Philly famous on the com. Like,
nah, yeah.
you know what I mean? Yeah. Not you might not have been getting chased around a mall by all the chicks, but they niggas was talking about you. Oh, and they okay. had to watch you with they niggas.
Yeah, no
like,
doubt.
It was different.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
No
we used to
doubt.
Watch them joints on repeat.
Yeah.
Something to smoke to. Something to have in the background while we kicking it. Something
right.
to get your hair cut to.
Right.
Like, that mm-hmm. was the thing. Mm-hmm. That was the thing. But mm-hmm. did you see momentum? Did you feel momentum? Did you care?
I felt the momentum.
Okay.
I didn't care.
I had a feeling you did.
I didn't care.
I don't think that's your personality.
No, I didn't care, but I felt the shift.
There was no money behind it.
It was no money, and I think it was almost taboo to say you were a rapper.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you were really, like, being a rapper, dudes kind of looked at you different.
You can't tell street niggas I'm a rapper.
Right.
Exactly.
So
right.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of weird opposed to now, you know, you got street dudes trying to be rappers. Yeah. But back then, you know, if you was a rapper, you get clowned. Yeah.
Because rappers wasn't getting no money, quote unquote. You know what I mean? So except for somebody like a Hammer.
Right.
Ain't nobody running around in Speedos.
Just gonna laugh at you. you a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so, certain guys, that's why, you know, I give it to Gil and them, because certain guys made it cool.
I think Gil understood the power of his voice early on. Because Gil quickly rose to the most popular member of the Figures because you heard him the most on the mixtapes.
Right.
He ad-libbed everybody verses. He talked shit in between. He was calling niggas to the mic.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think he understood that. Like, on a Puff level, kind of. Like, Puff used to juice his voice, too.
Right.
Early on, if you think about the Bad Boy mixtapes and all
right.
I think certain people just get it. Some of us just be rapping and then be a nigga like, watch this.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And it ain't just about bars with them.
Yeah.
It's the whole persona.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you see that? You feel that?
Because
I'm assuming.
I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
No, but see, this is a crazy era because even you saying it, you like, Figures is here, Prop is here. Like, I keep explaining to people the year when I sat on the sidewalk right above McDonald's on Broad Street, on top of a car, and it was the Greek. It was the night before the Greek.
Greek picnic.
It wasn't Club McDonald's. It was Allegheny.
Broad Gerard.
The one further down. Yeah, okay. By Temple Hospital.
Yeah.
That joint where the subway used to be covered up right there on that side of the street. Remember they had it covered up?
Mm.
And the Figures and everybody was at the corner. Off the Hook and them was out there, and niggas was having a cypher on the corner.
Yeah.
The street was flooded, chicks was naked. It was 9 a.m. We were still out there. You know what I mean? It was a movie, but all you heard all night was Eve and Beans, the Figures. Like Philly was lit, like, and you felt it in a real way because all them license plates was from out of town.
Right.
Remember that when you used to just count the license plates? Like they came from where?
No doubt.
For this?
Yep. That so Pen like, Relays.
Pen Relays was movies.
Yeah, no doubt.
Movies. But like you was a part of a special time where it was like, it was beyond still sharp and still. It was like you always had to show up type shit.
Yeah.
You always had to show up. Like, was that fun or was that like anxiety for you? Was you like trying to live and still had to maintain bars on deck?
It was fun. To be honest, it was fun. It was always competition.
Yeah.
And I'm extremely competitive, so... It was fun.
Cyphers was like dice games back then.
You know what I'm saying? But I didn't do a lot of cyphers. That was the thing. My thing wasn't, like, you might have seen me. I only popped out when it was important.
Okay.
Because I knew the significance of, like, certain
cyphers. See, you had an understanding, too?
Yeah. It wasn't, I'm not going to be rapping for nothing.
Okay.
So, a lot of the times, everybody didn't, they heard, but they didn't hear it.
Mm.
And you had to be in a specific circle to hear me rap. So, yeah, so I didn't really pop out too much.
And see, that's where the disconnect comes at. What I'm like, I'm assuming you was getting busy because there is no real evidence of random.
No, it's not. It's not a lot. Yeah, you can't really see too many ciphers like you would a lot of other people.
Yeah,
it wasn't that. It was just like, oh, this is a solid DVD. Oh, this is a solid joint. All right, then I'm going to do it.
Word.
Yeah.
So, but at that point, you had a relationship with everybody that was getting busy in the city for the most part.
Yeah, by that time, yeah. All right,
so how do we transition to the point where it's a new day?
Oh, a chance meeting with Pharrell and them sitting on the block and... You know, they happened to be coming on the block I was hustling on.
Mm.
And while I was hustling, they trying to shoot a video. So I remember this guy on TV, and I was like, man, I know this dude. This is the dude that was on TV with the girl and the crazy hair.
Khalees?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Khalees. You know what I mean? And
you so were bored for that. That's funny.
I was like, let me get his attention. And that's how that went. Yeah.
So you kicked it to him or you spit?
I kicked it to him. Initially.
You told him, yo, you on my block, B.
I told him, like, yo, you need to hear this dude named Roscoe. And he was like, Roscoe? Who's Roscoe? And I was like, hold on, I'm going to get him. And so, you know.
You a whole half a DMX ass nigga, bro. Like, that's hilarious. So, you play your old receptionist.
Yeah. That's how I went. So
that's fly. I like it.
Smoked some weed, rolled some weed up. He was getting irritated, like, man, where is he? And I just started whispering in his ear. I started rapping in his ear. He was like, oh, shit.
See, Pharrell got a thing for, like, lions. Like, okay. He'll always say he's not a street dude or a tough guy, but he liked to hear that shit. He likes bar motherfuckers. As much as he make the biggest
Pharrell
records in the world.
None of that, he hood, though.
Yeah,
believe
he
it
comes
or not.
From something, right?
He comes from a hood. His parents, his father was a pretty
heavy dude.
Yeah, he was definitely the quintessential black dad.
Dope.
Like
he
was ghetto.
Right. you know what I'm saying?
So he comes from that in a sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? His brothers and they come from that.
So when you pull up on you to spit for help, which is crazy, we build a relationship, we exchange numbers, or does he have an idea already?
So what he does is he pits me against a bunch of rappers. Mm-hmm. Now this is like the actual time for me to show my talent.
Lion's Den type shit.
Right. So now everybody's kind of recognizing who this guy is. And he places me, right, so now the city is down there. Mm-hmm. So now he pits me against everybody who is somebody that raps. And
in Philly?
Yeah, the people that decided to step up and rap, And I just chewed them new asshole,
What was the feeling like? Are we fighting for our way out at this point? Or is this just we don't waste opportunity?
Nah, we fight for my way out. I got a whole wife, kids in the crib at this time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the street.
And this ain't forever at all.
Yeah, it's either this or some other craziness.
Right.
Shit got a little real.
A lot of men have said you much rather me be rapping. And you would much rather
at
me
that
be
time,
rapping.
Yeah, at that time. That's how I went.
But that's understandable. Mm-hmm. That's understandable because, biggest song in the world. You lose yourself in a moment. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people get opportunities, and sometimes opportunities don't look like what they look like. It might be Goo standing there. It might not be Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
But Goo know the folks. And,
yeah, no doubt.
And they trust his opinion. There is a Big Face Gary for a reason. You know what I mean?
No
like,
doubt.
These people exist.
Right.
And it's like, people they're not prepared for it, or they don't know how to attack it. So, I keep going back to you introducing yourself to him, because that's hilarious.
Right.
But, you literally ran the whole play.
Right.
In depth.
I saw it
before all the way, like a whole skit.
I saw it.
You was writing the movie before we knew if it was going to be a play.
That's
visionary. But he writes as a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? If you write as a visionary, your pauses are specific.
Yeah.
All of that type
Everything's
of shit.
Intentional. Yeah.
Everything seems intentional. So it's like, I've never ever thought of you as less than not strategic, but calculated.
Absolutely.
I've never thought of you as anything other than that. And this is our first time meeting.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've met a lot of folks around this brother. Yeah. First time meeting. But I've always figured that you was calculated. So that story in itself, along with some shit you said about when you was a kid.
Right.
It was always there with you.
No,
oh, yeah, it was.
It was
the, I couldn't listen to it, so I decided to write my own.
Right.
You know what I mean? Talking about dealing with punishment. Like, I lived on punishment, too.
Uh-huh.
I had to get off. Every year for my birthday, I would get off punishment for the day.
Right.
Because I'd get in trouble right before my birthday.
Right.
Like, clockwork. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Taught me a life lesson, though. When you got something coming up, lay low.
Yeah, no doubt.
You got something
life
big brewing.
Lesson learned.
Go fall back.
Yeah. Get out the way.
Because you get too antsy and shit
happens. No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I could relate to that type of shit. And with me on punishment, if I had my radio, I didn't feel like I was on punishment. I didn't need TV.
Decent.
I used to want to go outside, but we in Philly, 70% of the year, you ain't really going outside. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was always like, if I had my radio, and then when I had my radio, I was recording everything, you know how you made your own stop tapes and shit back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, no doubt. Put
the, just in case it wasn't nothing on the radio out here, something to listen to. Yeah,
no doubt.
Like, no doubt. Like, I was thirsty for it or in a real way, but back to you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always say I like to give you one once people start opening up and shit. You ain't got to be the only vulnerable.
No, you know what I mean? Man. No, you got to give me three.
Yeah.
You got to give
we
me
We always did in our different ways.
You kicking it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you get to a point where you're getting national, international recognition based on your skill set and the team that you're running with. Right? Like, Pharrell don't put his name on nothing that they ain't listening to in China. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Were you aware of how far your name was being thrown? Were y'all touring that far?
Yeah, we went to Japan. You know what I'm saying? I missed a couple other dates, but yeah, we was going places, and I was aware.
You was aware?
Yeah, I was aware.
And still not hitting you the same as somebody else, or the appreciation was for a different part of it.
I lost appreciation it felt like it wasn't work. So being stoned, it felt like it wasn't work. I wasn't as appreciative as I would be a working guy towards the things that he may have, because it came so easy.
I understand that.
You know what I'm saying? So that. I'm more or less like, This is what I love to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. Did you think it would last?
Man, I doubt it. I'm young.
Got forever.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to live forever anyway.
If I lose my voice, dig out, but flow on live.
I'm flowing live. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I thought it was going to last forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the biggest moment for you? Like, I always refer to Biggie said, I wish for every artist to rock 30, 40, 50,000 from the front.
Oh, no, that was my biggest moment. Summer Jam.
Summer Jam, awesome.
Summer Jam was probably my biggest moment.
You felt that? It was electric?
Yeah, man. That was different, man. Meadowlands. Wow. That was a different, that was a different.
And they was on it, though.
They was tripping.
Because your shit come in with like a break. It's like, you know you about to come on every time you about to come on.
Yeah,
so I could imagine live with that many motherfuckers.
Yeah, that was
it. Probably went up on your second word.
That was a vibe, man.
Just for the people that's not rhythmically inclined, they had to catch up to it.
Yeah. Ain't no doubt. Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah. Because, like, you know, we've all seen the DMX draw like a million motherfuckers in front of X, and he go up there going crazy. Mm-hmm. But that's a real thing. Like, every MC that really cares, that's really talented or cares enough, deserves to feel that one time for the one time.
They do.
You know what
they
I mean?
They do. That's like confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. It's confirmation. You know what I mean?
But, and I think this is what Guru just said. Is that a high? Becomes a high?
It's all you for it. It's all you for it, man.
It has to be.
People chase it for the rest of their life.
Yeah. And we see that. But what about you? What is it for you? Are you trying to get back to another Summer Jam? Or have you done that?
At this point, I'm chasing completeness. Wholeness.
Like
I want to finish. I'm a stickler for finishing something that I started.
I like that.
So it's like, I know I can do it. I've done it once. I can do it again.
And this is as far as music goes.
Right.
Right.
But the narrative behind it more or less now is, I feel like I have so much material from being incarcerated so long. It's nothing for me to get it out and just, you know, get it to the people, right? But more or less, I understand also that it's therapy, and all of it was therapy, right? So people love what? They love the truth, right? So they like to have candid conversations and understandings about who you are.
Okay.
Your thought process.
Right.
Especially the listener.
Right.
So in that, obviously the things that I wrote incarcerated were some of the best shit.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. That was some of the best music, mm-hmm. or, you know, most candid lyrics I could possibly write.
Right.
To where, obviously, when I was in the mix of things, I couldn't have those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some things, statute of limitations, some things you just can't talk about, some things, and it's like, you know, I have a whole renewed perspective on life. So now it's like,
art. Huh? And that affects art.
That and that affects art tremendously.
Absolutely.
And so I'm at a point now, whether you like it or don't like it, I don't give a fuck.
Mm. You deserve to be there, though. You deserve to be there.
You know what I mean? I don't care about how you look at my image. I don't care about, you know, I always been fly, always been that. So that ain't never going to be an issue, whether I got jewelry, no jewelry, whether I got a car, no car. I'm always going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of music and in terms of what I'm saying, I don't care what you think. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just like the old person that, you know, just don't give a fuck about, like, what they say out of their mouths. They'll just blurt it out. Yeah, you're an asshole. Like, you're like, damn.
I say that about old people all the time.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect all old people. You could be the sweetest lady in the world or the evilest. You've lived long enough to deserve to be wherever the fuck you at.
Right.
And I just had to meet you there, and you'll be my entertainment.
Right.
We can go ahead and fuck. Like,
that's it.
It's not going to hurt my feelings.
It's not
going to
hurt my feelings.
You know what I mean? So you deserve to be there because, like I said, you are an OG, and you've done so much shit. And like you said, once your life perspective changes, then you owe yourself that.
Absolutely.
Over everything else.
Absolutely.
Now, when a lot of people take breaks, and I've seen it happen, I've seen... I know videographers, an MC will take a break and be like, yo, I got this comeback joint. I got this single. He'll send it. Mm-hmm. And he'll be like, that ain't the one. Send me another one.
Okay.
And they'll be four deep before they get to the one where it's like, that's the one. Right. And it's based on different variables. We know it's a sliding scale, right? Do you feel the pressure to tell the story or to find balance or, like, you know what I mean? Like, how to, because a lot of the times, where you been? Da-da-da-da-da. And that's the first... The first three projects sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, do you get them the whole Rolodex of the encyclopedia? Or do you sprinkle a little, do you Tupac them in?
I'm Tupacing the shit out of them. Yeah, I'm Tupac. I'm Tupac like a motherfucker. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I'm giving them, I'm dabbling, and I'm sprinkling. And again, I have so much material.
That is versatile.
That is just... You know what I'm saying? Like, I had somebody earlier say, you know, a lot of people, the old school, you know, type of listener, they don't want to hear trap.
Right.
And, you know, if you were wise, you know that it's just simply another form of music. And so it's not about...
Tempo.
It's a different tempo, right? But it's not about the music in itself. It's about the message.
Absolutely.
So I'm always going to be me over a record. So I'm a bunch of different people. Mm-hmm. So if I decide to rap about this one day and rap some trap shit one day, it's always going to be a message behind everything.
Right.
And so, you know, guys, older guys, unfortunately, or the guys that
stuck in the 90s ass
that want to be stuck in they want to hear that, or the early 2000s, mid 2000s, they want to hear
that.
And
we love y'all, but I don't want to talk about music with y'all unless we talk about the 90s.
Some of the younger guys, they want to hear it, you know, the trap. So right. What I do is I just find that medium and I play that medium.
I you know the Booze Brothers, you know Clev and Hemlo?
Nah.
Alright, they from Uptown, they Lil Lives also, but OGs like yourself. Clev is an asshole when I'm in the studio. Because I'll make a club record. I might make two of them bitches. You know what I'm saying? In one session.
Right.
Out of the four or five things we get done. But he'll be like, yo, son, we ain't on that. You all trying to turn up.
Yeah.
And I get him in the car on the way home and playing some other shit I did at the last session.
Right.
And then I explain to him, bro, I grew up in between what you consider the cool shit.
Right.
And what you consider the bullshit. Right. And I understand both.
Right.
And I would be doing myself a disservice not to explore both.
Right.
Especially when I'm also getting producers from all three ways. You see what I'm saying? We gonna play with some shit. I done did reggaeton, dembo, shit like that. You know what I mean? Because I got production for it and called my little homies like, oh, I got us one.
Right.
And went out Yonkers and we got some shit done.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Right. So like, I tell new artists all the time, when you can control it, show the people everything you can do. Before somebody put something behind it and tell you this is what you're supposed to be doing. Then you can go back and say, my audience already accepted this.
Right.
Now we got numbers now. We don't have the real numbers, but we have some form of traction if we compare.
Right, we can look at and the stats.
Now we got something to put on the table as what Nipsey was working towards and all of that. Yeah. You know what I mean? The leverage.
Yeah.
So I think that's important, and I think that it's dope that you look at it that way, even say even down the trap, because people don't understand music is music. Trap is a tempo.
Yeah.
Trap is going to grow. It's actually growing now.
Grown.
Some of the artists are growing exponentially in front of our faces.
That's the point.
You see what I'm saying? And so, we just talking about one word.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
And I don't feel
that's
like
not hip hop.
I don't feel like it's necessarily just because they got a hard bass line and it has this type of tempo doesn't necessarily make it trap. Trap makes it what you're saying. It's statement. It's what you're saying. It's how you present it. Mm-hmm. Because you can sit there and listen to a Kendrick Lamar record or even a J. Cole record that may have that same tempo and hard bass line, and they're not
drill. I apologize.
Right? And even that.
I apologize.
Drill ain't nothing but another form of gangster rap.
Gangster rap. But it doesn't have to be gangster.
Yeah,
motherfuckers like, still threw Alicia Keys on the joy that made a beautiful record.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
like your mom wouldn't know that that's what the genre come from if she heard it and liked it.
Yeah, I can't be labeled, bro.
No, I don't think I don't. I think that's labeled, a disservice. Bro. I think we kings. They right. follow us.
Right.
They follow us.
Right.
Wiz famously said one time, they could blow the thing up. They could put $1 million behind the thing, but we create the thing.
Right.
And we should never forget that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Now, we got to do certain things to pay bills and feed the family, but always remember that you're the creator.
Absolutely.
You're the creator, and they don't put value on that.
Nah, we do.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I like that, man.
Yeah.
See? Man of my own taste.
Ain't no doubt.
Do you produce at all?
Nah, man, I'm not.
Never touched the pads or the keys?
Actually, I have, right? And it came out pretty good. I just haven't found time to sit there and do that.
It's like getting good at
life, man. Yeah, life be life, man. Life be life, man.
I heard that.
Yeah, so.
But what's life like nowadays? Since, like, we good, we home, like, adjusted and all of that coolness?
So far, so
good. How long has it been for the audience?
Well, I was locked up 14 years. I've been home a year out of that.
Okay. All right.
A year and a couple, actually a year and almost a month. So, life is very peaceful.
Dope.
At this point. I mean, you know, you still got shit going on, but...
I mean, you around here, shit going on.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, I'm not young no more, so a lot of the shit that I would do back in the day, I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hang out. I don't go to parties. There's no reason for me to do it because I did it all already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't find fun in that. I find fun, you know, chilling with my family and my real friends and... You know what I mean? Going to different places and seeing different things and experiencing different things. So,
staying out the way without even trying.
That's the main
thing. I'm already out your way.
Listen, y'all can have it.
Y'all talk about staying out the way like it's a job.
Y'all
no, I can do
it.
Other shit. Yeah. I go fishing.
You know, me and my homie Walker was having a conversation one day.
Walker?
No, not Walker, Flocker.
Oh, wow.
Nah, it's a whole nother
No time. Telling with you.
But
I got to ask.
My man, Walker.
Okay.
We was having a conversation, and it stemmed on being bored.
Mm.
And people have problems with being bored.
Absolutely.
I don't have a problem with being by myself.
I think boredom is childish.
What do you mean?
Boredom
is peace.
No, boredom, no. You don't recognize if you're in peace, you're not bored. When you classify,
so you saying a statement of that being bored. The statement of
boredom.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing. To say that it's boredom.
Yeah, that's childish. Because then do something.
You have to be
then bored. Meditate. Then clean your house. Like, it's, you don't.
So many other
you're
things.
You're an adult. It's like you don't have to go to class when you're an adult. You choose whether you go to college or not. You do not have to be bored.
Right.
And you can be broke and either be growing, learning, or entertaining yourself in a multitude of ways that we figured out since fucking syrup sandwiches.
And that's a whole other conversation, like, too, because it's something that I was just looking at on IG, too, that was real interesting. Like, that goes to, like, people that have all the money in the world aren't happy. And you can see this guy, and he has everything, but he's still fucked up. And then the guy that doesn't have anything is, like, the happiest.
The happiest.
Because he understands the meaning, you know what I'm saying, of like how to be one with himself and how to be happy with himself.
You know how many homies you got that grew up saying, "Yo, wait till I get this car, I'ma shit on these."
Right. You trying to invest this money?
I'ma kill.
Right.
Them. And what did the internet tell them once they got on Instagram? You could be rich and corny, nigga. Like, yeah, and they feel that in real time. Yeah, they playing the game, but they not playing the game at the level that you was at 16.
Nah.
You see what I'm saying? At all.
That's my point.
At all. So then you're 40. You've gotten somewhere that's really beautiful. Right. You know what I mean? In a regular sense of success.
Right.
If you still ain't achieved what you wanted, you can't shit on nobody that don't care about you.
That's my point.
Run your race.
No question.
Run your race. That's where people get fucked up at.
Yeah, I go with the love at.
I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't go where I'm accepted. I go where I'm respected.
Listen, I go where it's at. Everybody else can suck a dick. You know what I mean?
No, but I appreciate that. But, it's just, I don't want to. Like, if somebody said they're going through something cool, but bored is just something I don't accept.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? I just think that that's a sign of weakness, and I think that we can make... It's just like people say we got the same 24 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of us might toss and turn for a couple hours a night. Some of us do that on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stay in the bed and toss and turn to wake your wife up, or do you go do some shit, do some push-ups, read some shit? Like, are you making... Do it at time because 2-3 hours a night, 4 nights a week is how many hours?
Right.
You know what I mean? We already over 8 hours that you could have had an edge up. Mm. And you ain't got to get up as early as the other boy that's getting his the other way. He's waking up at 5 to get his extra 2 a day.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's like, it's just little things. The hardest part of getting out of bed is getting out of bed.
Yeah, that's it. You up.
Put that water on your face.
Yeah.
Once I do anything, I gotta do something before I can lay back down. I can't roll over.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just little shit.
No doubt.
I'm glad to hear that you said it's peaceful since you've been back, and that you've been working your plan.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, man. I've been putting it in, man.
Working out on a regular.
Yeah.
Dietary.
I'm solid. I mean, diet a little fucked up, but it's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Got different kind of food out here, so you know I've been indulging.
They got chicken cones on Broad Street. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. They
got pizza. Yeah, chicken cones.
They got shit I ain't never had.
What the hell y'all put chicken in ice cream?
I'm indulging.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that. No, I'm just enjoying, man. I'm enjoying freedom, man.
Yeah, and I don't want to dwell on that because we clearly skipped over that intentionally. I did that intentionally.
Yeah, yeah.
But one thing I do want to ask, the one thing you needed to eat when you got out here. The one thing that was like, I don't know if that's...
I was dreaming about Taco Bell.
Yo quiero
Taco Bell. I got me some Taco Bell.
That was always your shit?
That was always my shot. Taco Bell was delicious.
I got homies that go to Dunkin' Donuts 3 a.m. and get a hot tea or some shit.
Yeah, I know
you, somebody you like a vicious Donuts. Taco Bell boy like
I
that.
I love Taco Bell. So, yeah, I went to Taco Bell and I got me some tacos.
Word.
You know what I mean? I did that. McDonald's, too. I'm a vicious McDonald's. I'm a fast food junkie. Mm-hmm. That's my drug.
When it comes to business, what was the most difficult thing to transition? Or were you already on?
Social media. I think the internet
all of it.
And everything is just like fucking Chinese arithmetic at this point. You know what I'm saying? I mean, still, it's starting to get better. Yeah, but it's starting to get better. Like, I know how to work Instagram now.
Right? Instagram is actually one of the easiest ones to
work. That's like that's super why they easy, get moving right? Yeah. So I kind of got that. Still some things I got to get. Yeah. But dinosaur.
No, it's all good. But see, we all got little cousins and shit, too.
Right, so
we gotta utilize our resources.
I got grown ass kids.
Grown kids. Oh yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, I got grown kids, so you know what I'm saying, they educate me out.
They switching up on us. They going back to Facebook. All the young jumping.
Yeah. Well, that's why I've been on Facebook.
I've been on Facebook.
They said they're
gonna give us Instagram.
So some other things I've been doing, you know what I mean?
Do you see the benefits of the social media shit and how you could manipulate it? Because like I said, you are
clearly calculated. People was capitalizing. I was already like, you know, like I said, I used to talk to Wallo while I was incarcerated. And so, you know, he pretty much laid out a blueprint on how you're supposed to attack it. You know what I'm saying? And so
it was solid.
So, you know, he used to tell me the things that I needed to do in order to take it. I take from other rappers who I have conversations with. Shout out RJ Payne.
Shout out Payne.
You know what I mean?
Right,
OT the Real.
OT.
You know what I mean?
I think E-Ness. OT's gonna be through soon. Shout out E Nuss. He always
You know what I'm saying? You know, those guys give me a lot of pointers on how to attack.
That's a good list.
So yeah, I take from them dudes.
That's a good list. One thing about Ness, he got to be the hardest working rapper I know, bro.
Ness, yeah, I'm proud of Ness, man.
Ness battle twice a month, put a freestyle out every week.
Yeah, I'm proud of him, man. This is because Ness is really a rapper's rapper.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, Ness is like Philadelphia Busta Rhymes.
I like it.
Because
he'll hula hoop on you.
Yeah. He's the character, yo. Yeah, so.
No, I like that. Philly Busta Rhymes. That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's heavy. It's crazy because I just watched a clip and 15 Minutes of Fame, I think it was Uncle Rob, was like, Ness, let me hear something. And Ness was like, you serious? You want me to spit? And just went in. And Goods cut him off like, yo, I hate this nigga, bro. He like, you know how hard it is to just always have extra shit ready to go?
And ain't nobody
heard
it.
He always do that, bro, this many years in. Like,
dudes,
and it's like, that's just different, man.
He's a genius. He really a rapper, man. You know,
so
respect
him. That's rapper's rapper shit. So salute to him, man, for sure.
And he one of the guys, man, when I was incarcerated, man,
he kept
my name alive, like, you know what I'm saying, in the sense of, like,
that's
you know, being on Instagram, shot me out and things like that. I was really touched. So, yeah, shout out to my man, that's my guy, man.
And all of that was coming through?
Yeah, because, you know, dudes is on the street. So, you know, I talk to dudes, and they be like, yo, Ness just gave you a
day.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, all right, yeah, man, that's what's up, you know. So, yeah, that's my buddy.
Nah, that's motivation.
Yeah, I'm
that's
proud dope. Of him, man.
Nah, I think on some real shit, man, if you from where, you got to be proud of somebody like Ness. We know exactly what
I'm proud of a lot of guys, even RJ.
No, that's my buddy. Is phenomenal.
That's my buddy.
RJ disappeared.
That's my buddy, man.
And came
because
back.
He was so slept on.
But he was a monster.
Never, yeah, but he was still slept on. Ain't nobody really giving
him
his just due.
He didn't
feel appreciated? He never got his just due. He finally getting his just due.
I know he didn't get his just due, but he definitely didn't feel appreciated.
Nah, because he wasn't fitting the criteria where everybody saw as being cool. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
So, you know, now, you know, he's making his lane. And you know, you just got to look at it and be like, damn, that's a respectable thing. Like, you're not following nobody's bandwagon.
Right. That's a nice machine over there, too. They cranking shit out.
He kicking ass.
You got a it's becoming more than a cult following.
Yeah.
It's big
that's
shit.
Big.
It's big shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's nice to see, man. It's nice to see. Because, excuse me, none of us are robots, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to go away to make a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And most dudes that go to
the way to come back. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's why I respect what he did.
Yeah, because
he came back.
No, he came back
like
with
four. He came back
he
with
did.
This.
He kicking ass.
I love to see that type of shit.
Yeah.
I love to see that type of shit. So, as far as reception since you've been home, moving around and all of that, the hair is long now.
I got a little lymph.
I ain't seen you in a dicky in a while. You still dicky?
No, I'm still dicky in it.
Can Dickie I ask you about that?
Cliche. That's my joint right there.
In the videos, there's quite a few videos where you play criminal.
All right.
Any regrets? Art imitating life, life imitating art type
no,
of thing?
No, I don't got no regrets.
Or was you just running your race?
I don't hold no regrets. I think I did everything to get to this point.
You because you starred in a video where you just ran the whole fucking video, bro.
Yeah, art imitated life. yeah, that was kind of crazy. That was kind of crazy.
You ran the whole video.
Yeah, that was kind
of crazy. Niggas is leaning on business.
Yeah, I'm just running. I was like Forrest, man. Yeah, no,
that
I
was
ain't
your
got
block?
No regrets, man. Yeah, 18th and Oxford, 17th and Jefferson. That's my hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
I know them sheets. I figured that's it.
Yeah, J Street, man. You know what I mean?
Different animal.
Yeah, that was
different.
You know, it's a legendary block.
Absolutely.
You know, it ain't what it used to be because of, you know, gentrification and, you know, Temple buying up everything.
Yeah,
you
but know, in Philly, J Street was like how people talked about Branson.
Ain't no doubt.
In New York.
J Street is like, it's that.
I know so, a nigga said, I broke my leg and said, don't take me to the hospital, take me to J Street.
Street. Yeah, ain't no doubt.
I said, yo, that's crazy. You knew I was about to say that shit.
No doubt.
I mean, it probably was predictable, but still. You heard those stories before.
The prescription drugs.
Yeah, so, man. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was. That's fire. So, I seen a few recent visuals. One that stuck out, you downtown under one of the bridges, and you in the bar setting, in the studio setting. You got the, your hair is down. It's plaited, actually.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of the song. I believe you had on purple.
Oh, Sin City.
Sin City, yes, that's
okay.
Exactly
Sin City
what it was.
Clothing, wait up, Sin City.
Right. See, I should have looked at you.
Sin City. Nah. You know I got a promo, Sin City.
No, absolutely. Well, explain both.
So obviously we know Vegas is Sin City, right?
Yes, sir.
But I'm not saying it in that way. You know, Sin City is
Gotham.
Well, it's Gotham. this is basically what it is. Mm-hmm. And we come from a very notorious city. And obviously, as you see, I got the baby devil. Where you at, camera? Baby, which one? Which camera?
Whatever
this
you
one,
need.
This
it.
One. I got the baby devil with the dreadlocks, mm-hmm. right? So obviously, it's representing what's new. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, what's going on in terms of all the crime and the craziness that's going on in the city. Mm-hmm. So I just said, man, let me make a song and a clothing line called Sin City, and I think it'll match.
Dope.
And so that's what I'm doing.
So when it comes to the Sin City clothing line, what we doing? We velours. We
doing a little bit of everything. You know, I be shout out to my man Dread Life. You know what I'm saying? Shamar, that's my guy, childhood friend. You know, he helps me with a lot of this stuff. But you know, like right now we do t-shirts, we do the basics, little ads, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Just to see and test the waters to see if people like it.
Right.
It's been getting a good reception.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, you know, I'm not a closed, you know.
I mean,
just doing the best thing I can do. I'm representing myself, my brand.
But see, You said it earlier. You always been a fly nigga, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
And nothing makes you, right?
Yeah,
it ain't
no
about the jewelry. It ain't about all of that. It's
yeah,
how
it's
you
me.
Feel, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would just imagine that you would just wake up every day and be like, I need. Next time I buy one of these, it should have me on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you fuck around, be short jot off of a whim, mm-hmm. just because you like, I'm sick of buying motherfucking Calvin Klein slacks. I don't know.
That's
you know
me.
What I'm saying?
That's
like,
me.
Gucci get too much of my money.
That's what's going on.
So, and like I said, as back to you being calculated. But anyway, mm-hmm. no, congratulations on the brand.
Yeah,
man.
I appreciate
congratulations
that.
Congratulations on that
yeah.
because it's thoughtful.
Yeah, it is.
It's thoughtful. And like you said, it's getting a reception because it comes from a real place.
It is.
And it lines up.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? The messenger fits.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, man.
But that. While I'm watching the Sin City video, I'm like, oh, my boy done wrangled his flow in a little bit. He done learned some control.
Right. Okay.
He done tweaked some techniques, man.
I did.
Talk about it. Like, what we doing, man?
Well, what was done was...
Do you cringe on the mastering. Old work?
Yeah, a lot of it I do. Because I know it was
probably
genius.
Some of my
I know it was genius, but it was good for that time.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And you gotta understand when it's over. So that was just an elevation at that time, and
your awareness is on the beam.
You better be. Your life depends on it. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like for that time, it was great. And obviously, you're gonna hear it come out here and there on certain records that I feel is needed.
You still sound like you. It's just
It's tweet. You know what I'm saying? But you can still hear the difference. And yeah, it's just, you know, I'm 2023, 2024 scope.
I heard that. Yeah. But does this come from when you was writing or when you came home and started laying shit?
Nah, it comes from when I was writing. I was upstate listening.
Did you start to
I was studying.
So now we pattern pauses different?
I'm patterning everything different. I mean, a pause.
Because I mean, in the sense of you're still wordy.
Yeah.
Your cadence is tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
So where does that come from?
I mean, that comes from studying.
Studying, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was a student. So by me studying how to write, where to land it, the proper way, this new skull evolved into something.
Yeah, so now you like a cyborg. Like, you done
I'm 2.0
scope. You done added some more joints on the wrist.
Yeah.
Like, because sure. I think that makes you more dangerous.
It does, because I'm better than everybody.
Talk heavy.
And I ain't, you know, I don't try to...
Don't make no excuses.
No, I just... What I'm saying is, this is from a competitive standpoint.
Yeah.
You're saying from a competitive standpoint.
Right.
I believe I'm the best in the world. That's just me. Mm-hmm. You don't have to believe that. I'm supposed to believe that. I'm not to go inside of the ring and say, oh, I'm going to lose this fight, or I'm going to fight you, but I might lose, I might not.
Yeah,
no,
never,
I'm going in there with the intentions of winning. So when I go in here with the intentions of winning, I understand what I have in my cachet.
I'm going into the fight thinking you're going to try to kill me.
Right. So that's the goal. So it's like, you know, when I get behind the mic and I do what I do, I'm not rapping from the new young boy standpoint where they just put anything together and just...
Yeah.
I'm rapping from the standpoint of I know what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
Because I've been doing it too long.
You perfect person to have this conversation with real quick. I'm somebody that I still haven't reached that ultimate emotionally exposing myself record. Like, I don't feel... that I've gotten it out yet. I don't feel like I've went there yet as far as, like, you know, those dark places that we try not to touch on. And for a lot of different reasons, right?
Yeah.
But you tightrope the fuck out of them lines. You play in that realm. Like you said, everything has to mean something. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What would be your advice to someone like me, or am I okay and should I wait for it to be time?
Obviously, it always got to come organically, right? But
we would hope so.
it has to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's no
That's
other way
how
to
I
get
feel,
to that point.
But I've been told different, so I'm
it's,
listening.
Nah, it's, I'm listening. It has to come organically.
Okay.
But experience is like the best teacher. So what I would tell somebody like you that's trying to reach that dark place.
I don't know if I'm trying to. I know at some point I have to.
Well,
just to be clear for the audience.
I think. Any rapper has to go there.
Exactly.
Because you have to show the people your vulnerability.
Right.
But in doing so, when you sit down and begin to pattern and focus on your shit, you got to think back to those exact moments of pain and what you went through, and just put it down how you would put it down.
I always told people, when I hear the beat, it'll come out.
The beat always makes it come out. But
so
I'm
like, I clearly ain't heard the production.
But I'm different.
You force it. You squeeze
Not
it.
Not even force it. I live in that place.
You ring. Oh, you always there.
It ain't a time.
You
I
bang.
Ain't it ain't a time. I'm bang.
You bang.
I live in the
Y'all darkness. Adjust in darkness. I was born in it.
I was born in it. So I live there. So I really understand. I could turn that on at a drop of a dime.
I'll tell you what I was told one time that stops me sometimes, right? My homie said, be careful.
Because you can stay there?
Because that might become the one. And then you performing that for the next 20 years against your will.
I mean, this is when you have to be understanding of the gift and the curse, bro.
I like that. And like I said, I didn't go with that, but yeah, that was one of the early thoughts that had me glitching until I got to the point where I was like, I got to get past that.
Yeah, you got
to
look at this. This is the gift and the curse, bro. Like, don't nobody want, like, any...
Because I needed slipping. When X dropped slipping, I needed that. You know what I mean? So I respect that.
But any, what I'm saying is, any entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Has to have that understanding. Once you place yourself in front of this camera on this mic, you place yourself to the people for scrutiny and or for elevation.
Absolutely.
Right? But good publicity, bad publicity is all publicity. And so...
And nobody follows somebody that's one-sided.
Right.
That's not human.
So you got to... Right. So you got to have dichotomies, right?
Right.
So when you place yourself in front of these cameras and you do all of these things... You gotta know what's to come with it.
But and it's easier for me to do it now
than it was when you was younger.
Booth.
Oh, got it.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I could tell, open book going inside.
And this might be your play. This might be better for you.
Yeah.
You just do that for the therapy, but you this might be better for you. You might
is kind of the balance right now.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this might be your happy place.
That was wisdom. He actually hit it on a nail.
Yeah. So, you know, me, I'm with whatever.
See? Nigga thought I was just going to ask about him. No, I'm asking you about me. No, but like I said, we here to chop it up and to learn about each other.
Yeah.
And I definitely appreciate your insight.
Right, right, right.
Because perception and outlook is a motherfucker.
Right, right. Right.
That's something that we need to teach our young men early on,
mm-hmm.
because it's you know, it's hard to see the forest from trees, but there is a bigger forest out there.
You better believe
you got to put yourself in a place where you're looking for a lake or a stream or something.
No question.
Other than the bullshit that's going on within your section.
No,
so I appreciate that. I appreciate that 100%. Anything, because like I said, I like to have the conversations, but I know you got some stuff.
Said
the clothing line. What
okay.
What we need to let the people know about and what to look for.
Unshackle Inc., man. Look out for Unshackle Inc.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got 3 albums done, ready to roll. I'm actually having a toss up now. But all 3 albums. One is called Last Night Should Have Never Happened. One is called For the Mature. Thank you. One is called For the Mature, and one is called Living on Borrowed Time.
Mm-hmm.
I got a mixtape out right now with DJ No Frills called Sin City. Sin City. But yeah, I'm having this debate now. Should I bring out Living on Borrowed Time first, in or what's that? What was that? Last Night Should Never Happen. And I think right now the timing and the sound is kind of for the mature. Because Living on Borrowed Time is extremely dark. It's extremely heavy. And it's more of a winter type of sound.
Mm.
So what I've been doing is I've just been dropping songs. And, you know, every week I've been dropping a song on you know, I'm fucking with United Masters and all that shit. Just dropping little shit, putting shit out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been getting great receptions. Like, you know, I just put out a joint. What was that? Ancestors. Ancestors did like 30,000 plays and all that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just
he
for
said 35. Him to hear,
yeah. So for to be doing some, you know, just be putting shit out.
Mm-hmm.
People is receptive to it, so yeah. So the next project I'm gonna put out is Living on Borrowed Time and Unshackled. You're gonna be hearing more of that. You're gonna be hearing more of Sin City. So that's it.
Dope. That's fire. I like it.
Yeah.
Visual wise, are we making movies? What we doing, man?
Yeah, we got a few vids.
Cause when you that thoughtful about your products.
Yeah, we got a few vids. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Condito Vera.
You gonna score Scorsese one of these joints, though? Cold Camera.
I don't know.
He don't even pee.
I don't know.
I'm just telling you what he capable of.
You know what I'm saying? But
in all reality, first and foremost, thanks for coming, and I appreciate this conversation.
Yes, sir.
But
thank you for having me.
I am a supporter of Roscoe.
I know. I feel.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I believe that you are a dope human being and have been longer than you've known yourself.
No doubt.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's fine. You know what I mean? We here.
Yeah.
But two things for certain, I'ma always just, you know, if you don't mind, offer my opinion.
Okay.
And if it's anything that I can help to accomplish those things, if you say, well, you said it, well, shit, how we do that?
All right.
I'll help you figure it out, man.
All right, I appreciate that.
Need resource, I lean on you for it.
Ain't no doubt.
You see what I'm saying?
Lean on you for it.
Some things are closer than you know.
I'm going to hold you too.
Some things are closer than you know.
Yeah.
But tell the people how to keep up with you and all of that, man.
You can go on Instagram, Roscoe P. Coldchain 17, YouTube, Roscoe P. Coldchain 17, Facebook, Roscoe P. Coldchain or Roscoe Coldchain. And what else? www.RoscoePColdChain. You know, I got all of those different platforms. TikTok, Roscoe P. Coldchain 17.
Why Roscoe P. Coldchain?
Got a TikTok.
Coldchain. That is a long name.
I was, you know, to be honest, man, I used to love Dukes of Hazzard when I was a kid, man.
And that's really where it came from?
Two reasons. You know, but that was one, for the length of the name.
Uh-huh.
And the short version, we know that we used to call Roscoe's, you know, them hammers. So, you know, back in the day, that was my guys. Roscoe got the skull, and we made fun of it, and it stuck. So I just took that along with my love for Dukes of Hazzard, and I made it fit.
You gave yourself a blues name.
I did.
My man, yo, appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you too, homie.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. Good time, bro.
Shout out to Rick Lowe once again, too, man. Appreciate you, homie.
Yeah.
But.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Roog. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Malone!
Heads up! This a heads up, I came to get my bread up. I ain't deviating for shit, homie, I'm fed up. I ain't flipped out in the bit, kept my head up. Nose clean, toes down, businessmen become foes now. Shark Tank, dog eat dog, bet they know now. The Puma nigga with long hair, we're throwed down. Time to go now, been told y'all, let's talk about it. Tried to settle down, tip, fuck it, I'm back to
drown shit.
Heavy talk, so come heavy, you're not around here. And this wherever, fuck where I'm at, I ain't from down here. Mama angel, I was fumbled from heaven, ain't no out. Your chick bless me, I'm earth's blessing, it's
going down.
Tatanite stressing by how to get you to listen. Pick a side, ride or die, I'm on a mission. Cousin, I'm a chef, ain't tripping by Hell's Kitchen. I drink like a fish, no ocean too deep to swim in. I'm out here. I was down, you called it winning. Short-sighted motherfucker, this life, my life's different. Plenty nights, them lights shimmered. Upgraded the will, treat them lights different. While chiefin' tonight's is a rock.
Heads up!
I'm decent, we living, cognac, toasting and bitten. Laugh at shit that ain't funny, my happiness ain't money. Nothing short of a box, a cage could take it from me. I get back phenomenal, come I'm up.
Astronomical.
I'm the one they whisper about and try to outdo.
Yeah.
Whole world wanna sip with Sammy, not you.
Yeah.
I'm checking for checks. I hated you, not true. My eyes up to the sky. I'm focused above you.
Heads up.